We talked about going into this game that we couldn't commit to penalties, put us in long yard situations, and we could not turn the football over because this team had been doing a great job in sacks and obviously leading the league in turnover ratio. And anytime you have four turnovers and three goes for touchdowns, obviously you're against the eight ball. We had some opportunities early in the first quarter to keep some drives going, and we didn't do that. And all of a sudden we played catch-up football, and obviously the game got away from us very quickly. But, you know, you play in the road and you play at the level that we played at, you get embarrassed just like we did. Now, it starts with me. I got to get these guys ready to play more. Obviously, we didn't get it done. I thought we were ready to play, but way too many mistakes. I really don't know right now. You know, he's quite sore, you know, for him not to go back into the game. But it's not broken, so that's positive. Fibula. Helmet to the fibula.
Mike, do you think you have to reevaluate your analysis of the talent level?
Well, you know, you've got to, you know, I don't want to make excuses, but it's not the talent level. We've got to have some guys that step up. They haven't played a lot. And, you know, those guys, you know, it's a coordination of 11 guys. You know, if it's catching the ball or if it's pass protection, it just takes one play here or there. And when that happens, you know, you look pretty average. So. It's a unit working together, offense, defense, and special teams. I thought we made some strides in special teams over the last couple weeks. I thought we did today. But, you know, when you're talking about a unit, you're talking about 11 people. You're not talking about 8 or 9. And when that unit's not working together, regardless if it's a drop ball, if it's a jumping off sides, or if it's not taking advantage of an opportunity, you know, that's the difference between winning and losing. Well, I'm not sure if he could have, to be honest with you. Maybe he could have handed it off, but Mike Leach is going to be our quarterback if something did happen to Patrick. Cutler wanted to go back in, but it doesn't surprise you. He'd probably go back in if his leg was broken. So that's always a positive. He was wanting to go back if something did happen to Patrick. I'm just not sure it would have been in his best interest. Yeah, he hurt his knee. You know, I don't know a whole lot right now relative to the injuries. We had a few guys banged up. To what extent, I should know here shortly.
Mike, is this latest challenging your pride a little bit, too? A couple of weeks ago, you talked about how embarrassed you were at the San Diego game, and now this has happened again just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, it's as embarrassed as I've been embarrassed a couple times this year, obviously. More so than any time in my career. So it is challenging. Now we find out what we're made of, as I told our football team. You know, people are going to use excuses. We've got guys hurt here or guys hurt there. And like there are excuses, we still had the opportunity to play much better than we did, and we didn't do it. And, you know, you can use all the excuses you want. We got to play much better than we did, regardless of a couple guys being banged up. Well, I think you got to talk about which one. You know, you talk about penalties. You're talking about jumping off sides. You're talking about a holding penalty. Obviously, you got crowd noise. There's a whole bunch of things. But as we just talked about, it's a unit playing together. It's a fine line between having a offense or defensive team that's working together, and you got one or two guys off. That's all it takes. Missed assignment here and a pass protection. Missed opportunity in a blitz. Somebody going the wrong way, and you look like an average football team very quickly. Same thing on defense, and we'll miss that guy coming out of the backfield. You know, miss assignment, and all of a sudden it's a touchdown. You know, so those are the things you got to be able to clear up. You know, I have to go back, but I like the way he handles himself. You know, to go into that situation on the road with that type of pass rush, and to be as cool, calm, and collected as he was under the circumstances, I thought he did a heck of a job. I might take that back later, but I don't think I will. No, when you take a look at it, we're still, one game out. I don't look at it that way. I look at, eight or nine guys playing together. We got to get those other two or three guys on the same page. We do that, then we got a chance to move the football like we did earlier. But you go into somebody's backyard like we did today against a team that's got an excellent front four, and you don't, you know, play solid football, you don't, you can't beat yourself like we talked about, then all of a sudden you're playing catch up and you're in for a long day. But, you know, my mindset has never been to play for next year, and never will be. Now, do we have some young guys that have to grow up and eliminate mistakes? Yeah. Eliminate mistakes, drop balls, you know, those type of, you know, those opportunities you got to take advantage of, especially on the road. And to keep a drive going is a difference in winning and losing. I don't know why. I mean, everybody's a little bit more fragile when things aren't going well. But you got to fight your way out of it. And the only way you do that is, you know, go back to the drawing board and expect for perfection in practice. And hopefully you get it.